My daddy
cotton
had
patch.
Okay, and it was bigger than a patch.
Cotton field, I think.
Okay. Solid piece of iron shaped like this.
Field, we call it.
And he hit that.
And what about a piece of tobacco might be grown. Would that be in a field too?
Turn it over.
Now, would you tell me about some different kinds of wooden fences that people used to have?
Well, they
and then the fence, you know, was like this.
Fence. My daddy split many a rail.
The rails.
Do you know how? Yeah, I know you've seen rails.
I have seen them. Yeah, but I'd like you to tell me how they were split and how those fences were built.
Well, they
I don't know the length, the length, but they'd be the probably as long as from that.
And my daddy had a iron wedge. I don't really know where that is or not, but it's a solid piece of iron shaped like this. And he'd hit down in that piece of wood with that till he got a hole. Then stick that iron wedge in it and take that wooden mold, pound on it till it bursts. And turn it over and keep splitting till you got your rails.
Didn't need a board hard. A small.
They sure did.
And then the fence, you know, was like this.
Mm-hmm.
The rails.
It came together at the corners
at the corners.
Well,
and about how long were the rails usually?
Well, that was a little narrow board, you know.
I don't know the length of nothing, but they'd be probably as long as from that floor up there.
Some was painted, some was not. The narrow boards and some of them was rounded up.
And about how many rails high did they build?
About 7 or 8. Maybe 5.
Were there different kinds of rail fences, or were they all built with this kind of
fence? Well, that's the only kind of rail fence now. Some people had board fence, just flat board, like me, you know, put up posting. And nail the boards. A small place. You mm-hmm. didn't ever see a great big field that was boarded in. It was railed.
Mm-hmm. Well, now what about fences around a house? What about
kind of fences? Well, usually a picket fence.
And how was that made?
Well, that was little narrow boards, you know. Put around the fence, make it look a little more fancy. Some was painted and some was not. Little narrow boards and some of them was rounded up, sharped up at the top to make them, I reckon, look a little fancy or something. I don't know what.
And what about fences that were used?
Well, I've never done anything about that.
Well, that was rails too, yeah.
Well, now, what do people use mostly these days to keep the stock in?
Oh, it's wire fence now. Mm-hmm. Buy wire and make the fence.
And what about the kind of wire that's used around, used to keep hogs in their pen? Is barbed wire used for that, too?
Well, people usually put barbed wire. Used to when they had the cows in the woods, put the barbed wire on top of the others to keep them from jumping.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And fences made out of rocks or stones?
And they were white.
Well, I've never known anything about that.
That must be a different
thing. Pick up your good eggs and leave your nest egg in there.
A good egg? Yeah, that's interesting. I never heard of one of those.
So then that's what you call all the dishes and cups and saucers and things like that.
And some
old
hens, you took all the eggs out there. But then if you
the child, where are they?
An artificial egg.
That's
interesting.
That's called
a
nest egg.
And if you had an egg that was made out of china, what would you call it?
Nest egg. That's what I used to use.
And what was a nest egg? Tell me about a nest egg.
Well, you could buy them. It's just size of a hen egg. And they were white, and you could put them in there and carry a fool in there. You'll get your good eggs and leave your nest egg in there.
Oh, goodness sake. Now, that's interesting. I've never heard of one of those before.
Yeah.